When I was a little boy, I used to have to ask for help for a lot of different things. I was kind of slow to learn to tie my shoes, and I still tie them in a kind of weird way, so I had to ask for help getting my shoes tied for a long time. Of course, when I was little, come on down and join us if you would like. When I was smaller than I am now, I would have to ask for help in getting things off of high places because I couldn't reach them. Now I get to be the person who helps other folks. But I bet we all have to ask for help sometimes from our parents or our grandparents or an older brother or sister. In today's part of the story, Ruth and Naomi are looking for help. They don't even know where their next meal is coming from. Now, I've never been in that condition. I mean, I know that I'll have lunch, I'll have dinner, I don't have to worry about that. They didn't know that. Every day, Ruth had to go out and pick up whatever was left when the people had taken the grain out of the field to see if she would have enough to eat. That was called gleaning. Nancy talked about that last week. But now, she is going to risk everything to get some help, not just for herself, but for her friend and mother-in-law, Naomi. So, the story we have today is the story of those two women who are so afraid that they won't be able to survive that they are willing, especially Ruth, to risk everything in order to get some help. So that's where our story begins, and as we begin it, you can find out the rest of it, right? Good. Let's pray. Thank you for helping us, O God. Thank you for giving us others in our lives who can help us. And thank you for allowing us to be helpers for others. We know that your greatest help came in the love that you shared in the person of Jesus the Christ. It's in his name we pray. Amen. Thanks for coming down.